champions. Mark will hold it, and so he and the Volunteers will hold the trophy. SEC tournament champions to match their regular season title.
You know who Hendon Hooker is, returning quarterback for Tennessee, a dark horse Heisman candidate.
I haven't even said it on my own airwaves yet. I think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year.
Assuming it's not Alabama, it's not Georgia who wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they can make that step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Oh, welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's a Football Friday edition. It's a finally Football Friday edition of the program.
Should we just make our picks and then leave?
I think some of y'all need to lock in.
Hickman, what have we talked about all week? Over and over and over and over. We've had, it's been the theme of the week. What has it been? Mental moments.
Got to execute on the big stage and the big moments.
We're down 21-0. There are people still trying to scan their digital ticket and get in the seats, and this one's almost over.
I'm worried we lost listeners.
We've made enough mistakes for a lifetime of shows.
I don't think that's true.
No.
Ever since you went off Monday, it's just been mistake.
It doesn't matter.
After mistake, after mistake. You fired up the outro once during the first segment.
Faded out the intro super fast. Then fired an ad. Then fired the outro before the first segment had even really begun. Today, you take the route I've told you never to take. You ran the wheel when you're supposed to run the slant.
Not only that, as soon as you saw the train was there,
the defender was right where you were running.
All you had to do was punt, snap that bad boy, and bust it. Get it out of there. But no, you held on to it too long. You stared there, stared at the train. You said, I think it's almost done. I'll just hang on to this bad boy. I'll let the coverage team get down a little farther.
I'll do what Akron did. And then, I'll do a little behind the back.
Boom! You hear that double sound, and all of a sudden, you're scrambling. You're like, what just happened? Oh, no. I'm not going to make it.
It's a scoop and score.
I pull up on the other side. I'm like, I'm right on time. But, man, that train's crawling. You'll never get here. And then you have to try and catch up. And yeah, you scored a couple touchdowns on the way in, but it wasn't enough. You didn't make it.
7:11 is the official time.
I think it was about a 7:07 intro start time.
7:08.
Okay.
And he threw us all off on that, by the way.
Yeah, no countdown.
Yep.
Video was late getting podcast. Started because I didn't have a countdown.
First couple of seconds of the podcast is screwed. It's only the Florida game, Hickman. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's only Florida. We're going to kick their ass.
We might. But this is – we're just telling you.
You're making our point for us.
Like,
and you're not even, like, doing it intentionally.
Like, Houston is hype on this analogy. He's given you the game plan. He said, go this route. It adds maybe 24 seconds to your time to get here. You will never have to deal with
but
the train.
But it works every time.
Every time it works. This is like Heupel going over how to you know, like ball security drills and talking about the – and you just fumble it anyway. You know what Heupel said? We've gone over the punt pro. He said on Vol Calls, we know we have an issue in our punt protection. We've worked on it all week.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more satisfying as a coach when you draw something up, you practice it, and then your guys execute.
I'd say that's probably the best.
It is worse when you go over something very specific and your guys still screw it up.
Hickman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I still think the route I go is the best route.
And that's the problem. The coaches are sitting over here telling you it's not the best route.
I mean, I even missed the turn when I went the other way. So I had to cut through over to a different road.
Because you haven't practiced the other route like I told you to. You're like, no, the way I do it's fine.
I actually go that route a lot.
The way I do it's the best way to do
this
it, coach.
Like, this is like Jeremy Banks, like Anthony Richardson. He takes the ball. He acts like he's about to hand it off to the running back. Boom. Keeps it. Bootlegs out. The tight end's right there. Banks has been told over and over, got to chip the tight end, chip the tight end, chip the tight end before you go at the quarterback.
But it's faster if I just go straight to the quarterback.
Yeah, if I just go straight at him. I got him. It's Anthony Richardson. This is going to be a big sack. And then, boom, he jukes him. He floats it over to the tight end, down the sideline. Another hurdle. Oh, my gosh.
Like a train hurtling down the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Trains don't hurtle, but if they could, that's what this would be, Hickman.
They barrel down the
rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, tumbling. What? That's us getting juked on defense because you didn't take the right path to the quarterback. What?
Sounds like Chris Berman.
That's my point. Back, 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 back. Train! What? Well, now that's
all right,
out of the way.
Can we refocus?
I don't know, can we?
Do we have a Butch Jones 2016 comeback in us?
Yes.
We're going to need it after this start.
I know. They're ready to fire us. They're ready to just give us our walking papers.
Oh, Clay Travis is doing the live Periscope right now. Just fire them now. Yep. Fire them now. Mm-hmm. The dumbest mother bleepity bleep 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 it's ever
now,
coached.
On Friday before Florida, could they even risk the train?
Hickman, this show currently is echoing on the banks of the Tennessee River and the Vol Navy.
Yep.
Throughout the hills of Tennessee. In Atlanta, Nashville, Charlotte, Kentucky, across the world, people are listening right now. And you got a little selfish. You wanted to make it about Hickman and take this route. And you know what you deprived them of? 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
To be fair, really only about two. But...
No. We were here at 7:01. The show did not start until 7:00. Everyone was here. Everyone was ready. You made poor Nate get back behind that booth and fire off ads.
That's leadership right there. You should try it sometime, Chris.
Leadership.
Josh Heupel can't go play quarterback. He's done.
Leadership would be you taking accountability and taking the right path to victory / the station, then the start of the show.
I agree with Jason. Y'all should leave the Kodak Cowboy alone and pull his chin up.
We've tried pulling his chin up all week, and he just don't listen.
No, I've tried pulling your guys' chin up all week.
No.
It's Florida. Anything can happen. I don't know why we'd expect
we're
to
peaking
win.
At just you're, the right time.
And you're making our point.
I'm excited.
Guys that have done it right for months now, for years maybe, that have done it the right way, and then on game day, they get a little selfish.
Fall apart.
You know what? I know this isn't how he tells me to do it, but I think if I run the route this way, he'll throw me a touchdown. But he doesn't know that you're going to go that way, so who does he throw it to? The middle linebacker.
Thankfully, it's game day eve.
But this is our game day. Friday shows are our game day.
Well, I got a show tomorrow.
That's like a post-game show.
for the radio schedule.
So what are you saying? So this show just doesn't matter to you?
Oh, no, it matters.
So, like, if you were from Louisiana and you're like, oh, well, I'm really waiting for the game at LSU. I don't really care about Florida that much. See, that's what I'm saying. It's a team game. It's a team game. We're all going to make mistakes, sure. But you got to own it. You got to learn from it. How many times have you even stuck behind that train in the last 3 months?
Literally twice.
I think it's three. I think it's three times.
So once a month.
And what have I told you? If you go the other way, you'll never get stuck behind the train. It'll add 24 seconds to your ride into work. You said, quote, I was making great time. So you had time to spare.
Yeah.
And you got greedy.
If you'd have just punted immediately, you'd have
made
it.
You took the cheese.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the adversity that cost you. It was your own decision making.
Well, see, one of the main issues I ran into is I went down, crossed the intersection, turned around, and I got in the right turn lane. So train's going here. I'm sitting here trying to turn right because it looked like the train was about done.
How would you know? How does a train look like it's almost done?
I didn't see any more carts. And then I just found out, oh, they're the smaller ones now. And so after that, then I'm sitting here.
Eye discipline.
That's all I was going to say.
Eye discipline.
Then I'm trying to merge, and I'm like, this is a safety hazard.
I don't even know what road he's on at this point.
No, he's on the same road. Why did you go past it?
What are you talking about?
How did that happen?
So I'm sitting here trying to turn left to come onto the street that we know. And then I had the green light, and I thought the train was about done because it appeared to be, and my light went yellow. So I pull out of the left turn lane, get back on, drive through the intersection. I come down, make a turn, and I come back this way because I'm like, well, this sucker's about done, and I don't want to sit here through another cycle of the lights.
Yeah.
And so I get in the right turn lane, and I'm sitting here, and then, boom, just ginormous carts again out of nowhere. And so then I'm sitting here trying to turn right. There's a line of cars behind me, and I'm like, well, I can't really see to get back in to keep going. And so eventually I just closed my eyes and gunned it.
Through the train?
No.
No,
back into the straight lane to go through the light again to then go around.
To then go the way that I've told you to go all along.
Right.
That train's probably still down there, you know? Just
the
stopped.
Last time we got stuck down it literally just stopped.
I know. Is it a big week? Is this a big week?
For me, yeah. For you guys, I don't know.
What? It's my favorite week of the year. Well, one of them. We're down early. A couple mistakes.
Yep.
Can we focus and rally? We got the crowd behind us. The listeners are behind us. Mm-hmm. They are wanting you to succeed, Hickman. Yep.
They're just wanting to get it back in.
They're wearing their orange and their white, and their orange and their white, and their orange and their white, and their orange and their white. That's like a checkerboard. They're all listening. They're disappointed right now, but they're rooting for us. I can hear the internal rooting for this show. Maybe the loudest they've ever rooted. Their passion, intensity. Let it inspire you.
And I'll be there doing my part.
You know,
we're not talking about the game. We're talking about our game today, the show. You are not. No, today you are a player. This is what happens. Something went wrong. You got to snap and clear. Take the coaching. Snap and clear.
All I'm saying is you better have a perfect remaining 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I don't have to be perfect. I just have to do my job. I have to do my job, which is what I'm doing now. I have to do my job. You can try to be perfect. No one's going to attain perfection. Problem is you've made the same mistake three times this month.
You know.
Not this month.
I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to look for, you know, signs of optimism.
Hope.
You know, we want to peak at the right time here on 3 and Out. And
about 7:10.
Tomorrow, 3:30, as all our good fan mojo pushes positive energy towards our volunteers.
Yes.
I wonder if the fact that Billy Napier was born in the state of Tennessee.
Yes. Cookville man.
Might actually create a little reverse curse. And while he's
I like where you're going with this.
You know, the Florida football gods are like, what do we do with this? We can have a Tennessee guy be successful here.
Wait, they already did that.
This has got to go. Yeah, no, you can't do it again.
So you're saying they don't? If they dip into the Spurrier well again, it's too much?
Well, see, that's the problem with Napier. He's too nice. He probably would. He said, "Oh, I'll, you know." He thought about how much he likes his family that lives in Tennessee. See, Spurrier understood the importance of sports in the South. I mean, he just burned it all down constantly. Old Billy Nape, I don't know. Just might be the wrong man for the job. And you want to talk about a good way to get on the Florida fans' bad side?
Lose this game?
Lose it bad.
I don't know, man. I feel like he gets a little bit of a free pass for this one. Even if they get sloshed.
It's Florida.
Have you heard the way they're talking? They've already surrendered. The fans, at least, they've given up. Oh, no chance. Are you kidding?
Sure.
Have
you seen this? It's different when you have to watch
it. I don't disagree. But, I mean, I feel like he's – although, I don't know. He had a bad offseason. I mean, the recruiting picked up, like, right after all the drama. But, yeah, people think he's – I think I read one post that said he plays Neanderthal ball. He just wants to pound it and run it and play, you know, base defense. Doesn't take too many chances. But I don't know. It's weird, right? It's like he's almost like Fulmer, and Heupel's kind of like Spurrier. Like, we're fun and gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're ground and pound. Is that funny? False start. 5-yard penalty.
You know what Graham Hall, the 24/7 sports writer for Florida, said Tennessee had to do to win this football game?
Was Graham Hall not on the drive this week?
Yeah, and he's
going
to be on
with us
tomorrow.
Three words, Houston. One's a contraction, so maybe you could say four. But three words Tennessee has to do to win this football game. Well, first word's a contraction.
Don't.
Yep.
Make.
Nope.
No. Don't
play dumb.
Nope.
Don't hit train.
That's what Hickman's already done this morning. Don't blow it. What does Tennessee need to do to win this football game? Don't blow it. Looks like
that sounds about right.
Ventrell Miller for Florida. Most likely.
He was running on that no-weight treadmill.
Yeah, let's say it was like a Willis Reed situation, but it's a little different when you're playing linebacker than basketball.
Callum says that Billy Napier is actually the 8th coach from Tennessee to coach at the Gators. Ron Zook, who was Tennessee's defensive backs coach. Steve Spurrier, of course, Johnson City. Doug Dickey, who was Tennessee's athletic director and coach for quite some time. Ray Graves from Knoxville, who played at UT and coached at Florida for 9 years. Bob Woodruff, I didn't know that. UT player, coached at Florida from 50 to 59. Josh Cody from Franklin, Florida coach from 36 to 39. And George Pyle from Bristol.
Yeah, those guys are like real Tennesseans. I mean, Napier moved to Georgia like immediately.
Are you counterpointing against yourself?
Maybe a little bit.
It's a lot of bad mojo. Tennessee mojo, Georgia mojo, and now he's coaching Florida. Maybe he's a plant hired by someone who hates Florida and wants to see them.
His uncle, you know.
Yeah. What? His uncle?
Yeah, lives in Sparta and is a big Tennessee fan.
No. I was saying, who's the athletic director at Florida? He's mad that they made him fire his buddy Dan Mullen, so he hired a mole to go in and crumble Florida from the inside. He said, you can beat Utah, but you're not winning an SEC game. Ha, ha, ha. Take that.
I was saying maybe his uncle has groomed Billy Napier from a young age, kind of like a, you know.
Oh, like in Zoolander? Like when he hears a certain song, like he knows like it's time to kill the Malaysian prime minister,
like a
a.k.a. throw a game?
Or like a Braveheart situation where you like go off and train with the uncle for, you know, years and years.
And so then like Pavlov's dog, like when he hears the whistle – they drool, but when he hears Rocky Top, he throws the game.
He knows to blow it.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff.
He's like our Jeremy Pruitt.
There's a lot of striking similarities between the two, to be honest.
I don't know. I feel like we might be blowing it now. I'll probably come out and coach circles around Josh Heupel now that we've said all this. Nah, just kidding. There's no way that happens.
Good one.
There's no way that happens.
It's a good joke. It's, yeah. It's funny when you joke. I blame Hickman.
Yep, me too.
We'll rebound. We'll get back.
We can't blame each other. We got to stick together.
I'm not blaming each other. I'm blaming the water.
We got to grab his face mask.
Blaming me is terrible leadership, coach.
We got to grab his face mask, shake him a little bit.
Taking some accountability and you'd be fine.
I mean, like,
break a couple whiteboards.
You're Josh Heupel. I'm Hendon Hooker. And right now you just told me it's all my fault.
Hickman, you were just 8 minutes late for the football game. Any coach worth his salt would bench you.
There's way too many analogies here. I got us.
I was like
block.
2 minutes late.
This is breaking curfew the night before. You were just out partying. You're like, oh, it's
you're
a big weekend.
Brow.
You're just out gallivanting on the strip.
Who was it? A&M had the guys that broke. Did you just...
Yes, four freshmen.
They still beat Miami.
Freshman mistake. Yikes. We can do this. We can be better.
All right.
Let's reset. Let's calm the nerves. Have a Gatorade.
It is a Football Friday edition of the program. It's Three and Out. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We do have Adam Hickman.
Finally.
Who's ready to make amends. Intern Brett's excited about it and ready to go. We'll open up the Big Orange Philly phone lines, 865-546-8200. Tons to get to as we preview Tennessee, Florida, and the rest of college football. Get you all set for the weekend right here on Fan Run Radio. Breaking news.
All right, good job. Nice job. Nice job on the great song selection, nope. Firing the people up. Yep. Great signal to Nate.
Can't wait to hear this tomorrow in the stadium.
We're clawing back into this game. We're clawing back.
Ventrell Miller, who's listed as questionable on the Florida depth chart, apparently he's going to try to give it a go.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
He's going to try.
You just said he was out.
He did just say that. Mental mistake. Boom.
I'd say he was probably out.
28-0.
You see how this goes? No, apparently it's just a pain management situation if he's able to play.
So they told him on that injury, I believe it was 3 to 6 weeks or 3 to 5 weeks, and he did it in the Kentucky game.
And this would be – so this is 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's smart on his part, but whatever.
He said he can't make it worse, though, right?
Did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that what
yeah.
he said?
But they said
so
he,
what could it be?
Challenge accepted.
They said he won't be as mobile as – usual.
Oh, good. Yeah. So a step slow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he's going to be lining them up. He's going to be getting them in the right spots.
He's apparently the heart and soul of the defense.
That's what that one guy
trying
said.
Trying to get that 400-pounder back in the line.
Yeah, bump him over.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go down.
If they start to flop, I'm going to lose my mind.
Are they
mind.
Going to?
They might. It's not illegal. Sure. If that hypothetically, though, let's say we're, you know, first down – we hit a 15-yard play, and we're just, you know, we're sprinting, and that dude's just blah, 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 blah. And he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He's clearly just going to be offsides.
He's going to get shot and roll.
Does he just go down?
I'm sure he will.
Just go down, grab the leg every time? If it's blatantly obvious, though, can the refs not flag that?
What if it's like his first play from
the That's the problem. They can't. They can't. They made it a rule that they can retroactively penalize you after the game. But they can't do anything in the game.
No, it's gonna be an issue.
It's gonna be if they start doing that, it's gonna be crazy in there. I mean, that was one of the things that led to the Ole Miss debacle was mm-hmm. the constant every other play flopping. If Florida starts to do that, that place is going to go berserk.
Maybe borderline dangerous. We go to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. We have Trent Krim of the Independent up first today. What's up, Trent?
Trent Krim, The Independent.
Good morning, Trent.
Good morning. So Adam being late is equivalent to Josh Dobbs staying up all night studying for a test before the South Carolina game.
It's not great. Not great, Bob. But we're here.
Adam, this is Florida week. Get your head on straight, son.
I've been locked and loaded all week.
all week.
Too early. We tried to tell you.
I show up 3 minutes late.
Five.
Four.
This is the most important day. Prepare. Come on, son. Lord have mercy. Anyways, guys, that's not why I wanted to call in.
I can't wait to hear the real topic.
So, have we been drinking rat poison all week?
Yep.
Yes.
It may not kill us this week, but we definitely have.
Yeah. Like a fire hose, Trent.
I mean, really, we've been drinking it for 2 weeks, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, people are talking about how much. People have started talking about Tennessee, like, I think partially because Tennessee has done fine to start the season,
mm-hmm.
but because Florida's bad, all of a sudden it makes Tennessee like a playoff team. Like, those two things don't have any impact on each other.
Right. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I work at the Independent, as you know. Respected sports journalist Trent Krim.
Award-winning,
yes. I don't know how many times I've written a piece about, once again, Tennessee has failed to beat Florida. Once again, Tennessee does not meet expectations. Once again, Tennessee is not back. That story is boring. I'm bored of that story. I'm ready for a new story tomorrow. I am ready for Tennessee finally to embrace the rat poison. Yeah, we've been drinking it. Embrace it and go do the thing. Finish it. We can win this game tomorrow. We have every opportunity tomorrow to win this game. Now, just like you, Nate, and Houston, I've got my cup square. It is on so tight. But I am ready tomorrow. You can convince me to take it off after tomorrow around 7 p.m. 7 p.m., I'm ready to take it off if we can get this job done. I don't care how close it is. Just win the game. Just win the game. It doesn't matter if we cover or not. Just win the game. I am tired of the same story every year. Let's write a new story tomorrow. Adam, I think you should have to stay over 7 minutes today at work. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, Trent. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Trent.
Wow, when an award-winning journalist has to take time out of his busy schedule to call, you know it's an important week.
Yeah.
You know it's big time.
Yep. Got his blood pressure right.
Yeah, I blame Hickman for that. You got Trent all worked up, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. We have Philly up next. What's up, Phil? Early call.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Philly.
What's Hickman thinking about Tom Brady on his way to work?
You know, I had to stop and find an empty parking lot, pull over for a little bit. He's got a big game this weekend.
What an empty parking lot and pull over. What the hell are you talking about? Never mind. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. It's a family show.
Maybe throw some of that Tom Brady magic on the UT tomorrow.
Sprinkle the fairy dust on it.
I don't think we'll need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But guys, aren't one good positive thing about the game tomorrow is Dan Mullen's not coaching.
He picked us to win.
Yeah, he did pick us.
And this game's going to come down to how much we can score. And I hope it's a high-scoring game in favor of Tennessee if it is.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying if it is a shootout, definitely favors Tennessee just because we're more equipped to do that. I'd like it to be a high-scoring game on one side of the scoreboard, and I'd like our defense to continue to play well as they have. But I don't know. I'm still not sure which route Billy Napier is going to go with Richardson, especially knowing that their backup's out again this week and that they'd have to bring in, what, a true freshman or a walk-on in this environment. Like, if this felt like a game, if you had a backup at all, you just turned Richardson loose, let him run around all over the place, because there's a lot of speculation about an undisclosed leg injury with him. We saw him take a shot early against Kentucky. But if you don't have a backup, and this guy has been prone to injury, I mean, anytime he runs in a game, seemingly he's gotten nicked up a little bit. I don't know if you can do it. Like, if
but if you save him for if you save him tomorrow, what are you saving him for? You're not gonna
the rest
beat,
of the season.
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Though. You're not gonna beat. You're not gonna beat the better teams. Even like the. You're not gonna beat Georgia even with him. The way he's been playing.
No, that's true. That's
a fun thing to think about, though.
And you're gonna beat the like whoever they have on the really crappy part of the you know whoever they play that's just god awful.
I guess the thought is if he's out, like if he gets seriously injured tomorrow because you're running him around, or even if he pulls a hamstring and he's gonna miss 4 or 5 weeks, you're gonna lose to the South Carolinas, the Missouris.
Okay.
I'm just
like,
saying.
I'm trying to put myself in a Florida fan's shoes. I'd rather beat Tennessee. Richardson doesn't play the rest of the season. We lose to Missouri and South Carolina. I don't care. Like this is like this is the
like
biggest this is the biggest game they can win probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they still got Alabama, LSU and Georgia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's three automatic losses. But
wait, it's not Alabama, it's A&M.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A&M this year.
No, they don't.
They don't play Alabama. They get A&M at home, I believe.
Well, I mean A&M has got the type of offense to keep Florida in the game, huh?
That's true. I can't believe they're favored over Arkansas this weekend, by the way. That blows my mind.
Well, these bettors, they know what they're doing, don't they?
They do. I hope.
I really think the key, and their key, is our defense coordinator. Is he going to call a good game? I mean.
You got the blueprint from the last two games. Utah, and I think Nate nailed it, they tried to play them more straight up. Just, hey, we're going to do what we do and try and stop us. And the funny thing is Utah was able to get pressure. They were able to get by the tackles. They just were really unathletic once they got there, and they couldn't wrap Richardson up. Kentucky and South Florida did more of a sit back and make you beat us with your arm, and he just proved that he couldn't do that. So, again, like, you've gotten the straight-up blueprint, and it was a loss for Utah, and then you've gotten the winning blueprint from – Kentucky and really USF. I mean, that was a winning blueprint defensively for them. If you can, I mean, if you don't, I don't know if it's a pride thing, but as long as you don't try to outthink yourself here, I think we have the players to contain him enough. I also think that this is a game where you're going to see some stuff that Florida hasn't done yet this year that might, you know, come as a surprise. But again, so far the defense has been pretty good at not giving up the big play, and that's what you're going to have to avoid tomorrow.
Well, Florida's going to get it and try to ram it up our butt. I think if this guy's a Neanderthal like you say he is, he's going to get it and get 3 yards in cloud dust and see if Tennessee can stop it.
I think not only does he want to do that, Philly, I think in a way he kind of has to. Like Nate said yesterday, like combine-wise, like I think their receivers are talented, but it's really tough – in year one with a quarterback that you don't trust to try to get that creative in the passing game. They've got three really good running backs and a running quarterback, a big offensive line. I'll be stunned if they don't come out and just run the ball as much as they possibly can. You know, keep it simple on some bootleg short passes and then try to hit that Pearsall seam shot between the safety and the linebackers. That's kind of been their bread and butter. The question is, you know, can we step in front of one or keep them behind the sticks on first and second down? If we can force Richardson into third and long all day, third and 5-6 plus, I'll feel really, really good. He'll get some of them, but I'd feel really, really good if he's going to have to drop back and not only throw the ball, but have to kind of wait for some guys to get open and some plays to develop. I think that's where you probably have your best shot.
Did y'all see that where Napier's pretty good in single-digit games as head coach so far, and Heupel's not that good? Y'all see that?
Yeah, but part of it is Napier ends up in one single-digit games that he shouldn't be in. Like, yeah. I don't think Florida fans were really happy about him beating South Florida by single digits. The question is, now that he's the underdog, can he make it single digits the way he did Utah? That's what people say about Napier. It's like, you can be favored, it's going to be single digits. But when you're an underdog, it'll be single digits. So, we'll see.
Yeah. What is Heupel's biggest win as head coach? Y'all know that? Is it beating Kentucky last year?
Like
just at Tennessee?
Yeah, Kentucky.
No, I'm talking about his whole career as a head coach, counting down there.
Is
at Central Florida.
Kentucky?
When you beat Pitt at Central Florida? Is that bigger than beating Kentucky at Tennessee? Maybe Pitt this year?
Pitt.
I mean, that's the highest ranked team he's beaten.
And it's non-conference.
I guess that's about right then, isn't
it?
Cool. Yeah, it'd be Pitt this year for sure if you're just going off of rankings.
And Napier beat Iowa State, didn't he?
Correct.
So,
oh, he beat
sort
Utah.
Similar in a way.
I mean, Utah and Pitt wins, I would say this year, are similar.
Well, that's right, Utah.
Yeah.
You got a score tomorrow, Phil?
I'm going to say Tennessee 38, Florida 24.
That's like the consensus score I've seen from
it's
almost
pretty calm.
2016 score. Right?
I'm still not 100% think we're going to win, though, because 16 out of 7, we beat them 5 times in 30 years. That's just inexcusable for Tennessee to be that bad against Florida. But it is what it is. Let's just beat Florida. See you.
See you, Philly Call. Big chance tomorrow.
We'll come back. Final segment, hour number one, next.
Land band playing Rocky Top, Smokey leading our boys out through the tee, makes a hair on the back of my neck stand up. They hit the field line up for the kickoff, it's football time in Tennessee.
Final segment, hour number one, is brought to you by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Take a virtual tour at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. For all your dental needs, it's Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. KnoxvilleSmiles.com to make your appointment. It is Football Friday edition of the program.
Oh, really? Who's playing?
You know, there's not a lot of other good games. It's really nice that we have a big one. If we didn't, it would suck. I mean, it's a... I guess at noon, I was trying to plan my TV viewing, you know? Gonna have a big day, hanging out at the house, enjoying this great weather. Watch the game. And
you good back there?
I guess it's gonna be like Missouri-Auburn. That's what's gonna be on. That's gonna be my appetizer.
What time's A&M, Arkansas?
That's at 7.
Yeah, it's late game.
ESPN?
Yeah.
That game does not do it for me.
Clemson, Wake Forest, maybe?
Actually,
could be good. Yeah, could be good. Could be good.
Is that what I'm watching at noon?
If Hartman
Michigan,
balls.
Michigan, Maryland's the big
That is weird that
kickoff,
it's noon.
I think.
Yeah. Michigan, Maryland's the Fox game. Yuck. I don't really care. I mean, I'll watch the last 4 minutes of that one if Maryland is tied or ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's that kind of game.
I know Virginia Tech kind of stinks, but they almost beat Pitt, and they beat Virginia Tech last night. West Virginia beat Virginia Tech last. Sorry, I got a little confused there.
Yeah.
West Virginia beat Virginia Tech last night, 33-10.
Yeah.
West Virginia, who was not supposed to be very good, almost beats Pitt. You're thinking, how good is Pitt? We know
Virginia
Tech stinks.
God awful.
West Virginia might.
They lost to Old Dominion.
I know, at home. But did you see? It was a good
Their
crowd. Good crowd last night.
Still.
I still think that thing's overrated. They play Metallica and jump up and down like ooh.
If that was Tennessee's intro, you would just be, oh, my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever.
Well, at least we'd still run through the tee. They run through like a
fog machine.
They got like a fireball going up, and they just run through a tunnel of the band that's not a shape. It doesn't make any sense.
That wasn't the biggest college football win of last night.
Okay.
It was my Coastal Carolina Chanticleers.
They ran that triple option last night, I think.
That's what they run.
Is it?
Yeah, they run all kinds of options.
All options.
Yeah.
Out of shotgun. Grayson McCall just pitching it around.
Yeah, first play was a wide-open touchdown.
Are they undefeated?
Oh, yeah. Georgia State gave North Carolina and South Carolina more trouble than Coastal Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Waiver wire pick.
I mean, heck, Wake Forest beats Clemson on Saturday, and the best team in the state of South Carolina might be the old Shants.
Nope.
They're underrated this year, you know, kind of flying under the radar.
What do you mean, nope? Who would it be?
Still Clemson.
We'll never know because nobody will play them.
So I need that 12-team playoff.
I will say, though, like Coastal, I'm glad Nate just picked that school to just root for. It's a hell of a university.
Virginia, Syracuse tonight.
I was like waiting on the joke.
No, I'm just.
That's, no, remember he spent a summer at Coastal,
two summers
basketball
actually,
camp or something.
Two.
Okay, were you on time for those?
I was.
No trains on the way from here to Myrtle Beach. Was it Conway or Conroe?
Conway.
Oh, Hickman. What are we going to do with you? Nope, Chanticleers look good. Do you see the late pitch on the long touchdown run?
I didn't get to watch it.
They're stretching out the option. Quarterback gets kind of held up, so the running back cuts in front of the quarterback. Like, is now, instead of being even or behind, is in front of him, but he's still behind the line of scrimmage. So it's like the defense realizes, oh, yeah, he can't get the ball anymore because they can't pitch it forward, but they were behind the line of scrimmage. So the quarterback just pitches it forward like 2 or 3 yards, and the dude is just gone.
But because it's underhand, it even makes people like, oh, that's illegal. That's what people always used to do in our when we play flag like that.
He threw it. He pitched it. He just pitched it forward.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. When you toss the ball underhand forward from behind the line of scrimmage.
I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like underhand. I was saying no, like,
people.
Yeah. I got you.
When it's not like a pat, like shovel passes and stuff, it's like the defense doesn't kind of pauses for a second. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean the whole defense was like, oh wait, he can't do that. Yes, he can. Yeah, he's behind the line of scrimmage. He can do whatever he wants. Great play.
I've actually wondered. You know how everybody's running the pop pass now. I've actually wondered why more option teams don't just do that. It'd be safer. Why not let the running back get ahead of the quarterback? That way when he throws it forward, if the running back drops it, it's just incomplete. Mm-hmm. Instead of being a fumble. Might be onto something.
I missed the pop pass.
Maybe Heupel can add that into the offense for next year.
Green Bay was running the pop pass a lot last weekend.
We got the option now. We'll run option with the back ahead of the quarterback.
I'm for it.
Malzahn kind of did that. Remember that play where the Alabama corner came up because he thought Nick Marshall had crossed the line of scrimmage and he just kind of started running sideways and just threw it over his head?
Yep.
Let's go back to the Big Orange Philly phone line.
Stretch.
Got Brendan up next. What's up, Brendan? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, it was either, you know, pay the electric bill or buy a ticket. Man, I figured the lights could wait.
There you go.
Attaboy.
There you go.
So, where are you guys? Are you guys, it's what? 7:55. You guys fell off the deep end yet, or are we still kind of hanging on?
Oh, we're hanging on. Try to keep it professional. Some more than others.
I
will descend into madness late this afternoon. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we all should just be thrilled for a win. I know, you know, I kind of feel like you put this team in any other jerseys and, you know, probably convincing win, but, you know, being who they are, I think me personally, I think I'll just be happy for a win. But I would obviously like to, you know, beat the doors off of them. But I would be more than happy to get out of there with a win going into the bye week. Is Tillman in, out, in the middle? Does anybody know?
He's somewhere between doubtful and questionable.
I've heard everything this week on Tillman that he...
Oh, the rumor mill is churning.
Spinning. I mean, I've heard it could be a couple weeks. I heard that he was a full participant in practice, and he's good to go. Like
And then people last night, he's out. He's done for the year.
You're going to shut it down.
He's not done for the year. He could play, but he doesn't want to. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. But
it's a high ankle, right?
We think.
It's a leg.
Lower body injury.
It's a leg. That's what we know.
It's a leg. That really narrows it down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a leg. Well, let's beat Florida. Let's go to the bye week. Let's beat LSU. Let's get in the top five. You guys have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Brendan.
Yeah, it'd be much nicer to have to stew over a bye week coming off of a victory over Florida than a loss. Another loss. Just feel like a 2-week party almost if you can just get this dub.
If we lose this game, I know we talked about it all week about trying to peak at the right time and not get, you know, keep the cup on and all that stuff. But still, Houston, I find myself just assuming we're going to win the football game and my sub fan consciences. I mean, we kind of had to be hard on these boys just as part of the show, but deep down, I feel like we're going to win the football game. And you just brought up the bye week. If
don't say it.
It's reality.
If we don't win, how about I put it that way? This is going to be the longest 2 weeks to watch us try and rebound and beat an LSU team that feels like they're about in the same ballpark as Florida and Tennessee. And
if we lose, we might as well just take a week off.
You've taken enough time off this morning to be asking for an entire
Your
week.
Your ass is going to be here Monday morning if we lose. I don't care if I have to go
early.
Go rope you, cowboy, and drag your ass in here behind my quarter horse.
I will not speak if we lose on Monday.
Quarter horse, that's right. That's cowboy horse.
Yes, you will.
I will not
you
face any questions.
You will answer questions. There'll be an inquisition.
We got to face music, Hickman. We dug ourselves a hole.
A big one. I appreciate the confidence. But things happen in this crazy game we call football.
Intern Brett gets mic time if we win because he's saying he's taking his beating like a man, you know? You can't have it both ways.
I've already been punished twice this year. What's another one?
Buddy, that has nothing to do with this game unless you draw Tennessee and we lose.
Double whammy.
Talk about a nightmare. Someone draws the Tennessee helmet. Tennessee
how
loses.
How are you feeling if you pull the Tennessee helmet?
Even more Mm-mm. nervous.
I'm not. I don't want to talk.
The Florida helmet.
Mm-mm.
Can we just take those out of the box?
Nope.
Rules are rules. There's lots of other options. You'll probably get one, but
I mean,
you might not.
Honestly, either of those, I'm just gonna be like, well, okay, here we go. Here we go.
It'll just be part of the roller coaster.
At least if it's Florida, I'm like, I would take the SEC Survivor loss and be happy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking. Would you rather have kind of the win-win, lose-lose, or give me Tennessee, and I'll just put all my eggs in the throw-the-cup-in-the-river
If
basket.
I draw the Tennessee helmet, I'm going to be an absolute wreck for 30 hours. It'll be. I mean, that would be the worst, I think.
Okay. All right. Hour two next.